Libya has been a basket case ever since the overthrow of Colonel Gaddafi in 2011. With numerous armed militias in various areas of the country, in 2016 a UN-sponsored government of unity under Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj has been in nominal control in the areas around the capital of Tripoli. But farther to the east around Benghazi and Tobruk, a rival government, supported by General Khalifa Haftar, has ruled since 2011. Now, General Haftar has been laying siege to Tripoli, and many people are being killed in a bloody battle as this broadcast goes to air. I asked Matt Hardy, Senior Lecturer in Middle Eastern Studies at Deakin University, what General Haftar was hoping to achieve.
General Haftar represents one of the governments of Libya, and there are a couple at least, and he is fighting on behalf of what's called the House of Representatives, and he doesn't believe that the government of national accord in Tripoli are the legitimate government of the Libyan people, so he's seeking to remove them.
Is he right in thinking this?
The government of national accord is actually recognised by most of the world, including the United Nations, as the legitimate leadership of Libya. So I guess he's flouting the international community's opinion in what he's doing.
But not all international opinion. I think he has some fairly significant backers, doesn't he? I think Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and even France.
Well, look, part of what General Haftar is saying is that the government of national accord isn't doing enough to combat Islamic terrorism or Islamically inspired terrorism in Libya, and that he's the man to do that job. And that's why he's backed by some of those Arab nations as well in saying that, yes, indeed, he is the right man for the job. And that's principally where their support comes from.
Is he part of the Tobruk administration that came up out of the civil war?
Technically, General Haftar is the commander of the Libyan Armed Forces, which, I guess, survives the overthrow of Gaddafi. But really, at that point, becomes out of the control of most governments that have popped up since then. The Government of National Accord, for example, doesn't have its own army. It relies on militias to do its job. General Haftar is loyal to the House of Representatives, which he believes is the legitimately elected body to govern Libya.
And how big a factor is Islamic State and Al-Qaeda in this area of North Africa?
The breakdown in security in Libya has had a significant effect on security across the wider North African and sub-Saharan African regions. Because the governments don't really exert control of their borders, it means that Islamically inspired fighters can move around the area. And obviously Libya has long borders with Egypt and Algeria in particular. So by being in an insecure situation, Libya acts as a bit of a festering sore in North Africa, with a lot of poison coming out of it and spreading around the region. That's why countries like Egypt, for example, are very keen to see the security situation much more under control in Libya.
So how secure is Mr. Sarraj and his government then?
Although most of the world supports him in name, there aren't many countries in the world who would step up and say, yes, we're happy to commit our peacekeeping troops, our armed forces, to supporting your government in Libya. Nobody really wants to get involved in a very long standing and bitter civil war that is still going on and has been going on for years since the fall of Gaddafi.
Is the instability in Libya something that is affecting the general instability of the Middle East region, or is it a bit of a sideshow in terms of some of the other things that are going on?
I think in terms of Islamic militancy, North Africa is now becoming the main event. As we've seen the Islamic State lose territory in Syria and Iraq over the last couple of years, the big playground they now have is places like Libya and sub-Saharan Africa.
So it might be worthwhile paying a bit more attention than we have been paying to Libya.
It might be, but then again, if some pragmatists might say, well, if they're locked away in Libya, if the Islamic State are rolling around in the middle of the Sahara Desert, it's not really a big deal compared to them rolling around in Syria and Iraq.
Matt Hardy, Senior Lecturer in Middle Eastern Studies at Deakin University, ending that report.